That you're listening to is from my guitar that's named Lucille. I'm very crazy about Lucille. Lucille took me from the plantation. Oh, and you might say, brought me fame. I don't think I could just talk enough about Lucille. Time when I'm blue, seems like Lucille try to help me call my name. I used to sing spirituals, and I thought that this was the thing that I wanted to do. But somehow or other, when I went in the army, I picked up on Lucille, started singing the blues. Now when I'm paying my dues, maybe you don't know what I mean when I say paying dues. I mean when things are bad with me, I can always, depend on Lucille. Sort of hard to talk to you myself. I guess I'll let Lucille say a few words and then... You know, I doubt if you can feel it like I do. But when I think about the things that I've gone through, like, well, for instance, if I have a girlfriend and she misuses me, and I go home at night, maybe I'm lonely. Well, not maybe, I am lonely. I pick up Lucille, and it bring out those funny sounds that sound good to me, you know. Sometimes I get to a place where I can't even say nothing. Look out. Sometimes I think it's crying. If I could sing pop tunes like Frank Sinatra or Sammy Davis Jr., I don't think I still could do it. But Lucille don't want to play nothing but the blues. I think I'm pretty glad about that. Because don't nobody sing to me like Lucille. Sing, Lucille. Put it like this. Take it easy, Lucille. I like the way Sammy sings, and I like the way Frank sings. But I can get a little Frank, Sammy, little Ray Charles. In fact, all the people with soul in this. Hayden Jackson in there. You want to know why I called Guitar Lucille. Lucille has practically saved my life two or three times. No kidding, really has. I remember once I was in an automobile accident, and when the car stopped turning over, it fell over on Lucille, and it held it up off of me, really, it held it up off of me. So that's one time it saved my life. The way I came by the name of Lucille, I was over in Twist, Arkansas. I know you've never heard of that one, have you? And one night, the guy started a ball over there, you know, started brawling, you know what I mean. And the guy that was mad with this old lady, when she fell over on this gas tank that was burning for heat, the gas ran all over the floor. And when the gas ran all over the floor, the building caught on fire and almost burned me up trying to save Lucille. I imagine you're still wondering why I call it Lucille. The lady that started that brawl that night was named Lucille. And that's been Lucille ever since to me. One more now, Lucille. Can I do one more? Look out, Lucille. I think I'll try one more. Thank you.
welcome to the Stormy Monday Blues Show. I'm Sonny Blueland, and you're listening to FacesOfSuccessRadio.com, and the call-in number is 323-642-1569. And appropriately, we started the show out with Mr. B.B. King. A lot of people don't know the story about why he's called his guitar Lucille, but you do now. And we want to pay homage to the passing of James Cotton, good friend of my father's. Wikipedia noted him as a half-brother. And also Chuck Berry with the Duck Walk. He had a club in St. Louis, Missouri, entitled Blueberry Hill. My friend used to go there all the time. He said, the greatest hamburgers and awesome hamburgers. And Chuck Berry would perform there. It was a treat. We want to say deep condolences from me and Faces of Success Radio. We're going to be playing the blues, but on an upbeat note, we're going to keep the music rolling right along. And you can call in at 323-642-1569. Once again, 323-642-1569 to the Stormy Monday Blues Show. And I'm Sonny Blueland, and I'm going to play something from Bobby Blueland, my main man. Bobby Blueland, the Lion of the Blues. And I just want to say again, you know, my condolences to those families. And, you know, because James Cotton was a Chicago legend, harmonica god, He played the harmonica. He was a heavyset guy like my dad. They were same complexion, but he had freckles. And I remember many occasions of being around my dad and Mr. Cotton, Uncle James. But Chuck Berry, never got the chance to meet him, but he was a hell of an individual. And he surpassed a lot of people in the music industry, and his innovative music flourished, and we're going to miss him. Yeah, so you're listening to the Stormy Monday Blues Show. I'm Sonny Blueland, and this is Faces of Success Radio. And we want to let everybody know that the blues is alive and kicking, and we're going to keep it right on moving with some members only.
Members only tonight.
Members Only, a classic that went really big on the charts, and it's one of my favorites, and it's one of America's favorites. And I just want to let everybody know I got a new project coming out. It's called On the Move, and I'll be releasing it real soon, before the summer. Also, my book, Blues Baby, that you'll be able to purchase on Amazon and Barnes & Noble and all the outlets. It's going to be a real good read. It's going to clear up a lot of stuff that's been going on with me. And so make sure and get it, Blues Baby. And you're listening to the Stormy Monday Blues Show on Faces of Success Radio. And I'm Sonny Blue Man once again, and you can feel free to call in, pay homage to some of the kings of the blues that went on in to the big blues hall in the sky, 323-642-1569. Once again, 323-642-1569. And I am the torchbearer of the blues. I keep the blues alive. It's my mission and my statement. And here's some Johnny Taylor. Mr. Johnny Taylor, one of the kings of the blues, on the Stormy Monday Blues Show on Faces of Success Radio. The call-in number is 323-642-1569. We keep the blues alive. Like as I mentioned, I'm the torchbearer of the blues and the original blues baby. And so I've been around a long time, and I keep this music going for you. I got somebody on the line I think we want to bring on in. Hello, caller.
Hey, what? Hey, what's happening? What's happening, son? What's going on?
Man, we got, I want to let the audience know, we got T.J. Hooker. We just heard his dad, Johnny Taylor, and we got the son of the king. How you doing, T.J.?
Oh, man, I'm blessed, man. I'm glad to be here. So happy to be on your show. Yes, sir.
Man, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. And, you know, let the people know what you've been doing, where you've been, what's been going on with you.
Well, I got a brand new album out called the name of the CD is entitled Bloodlines, and I have a smash new single on there called Don't Do It for the Money, which is doing real good. But I called in today to pay homage to one of the greatest blues or rock and roll entertainers alive, Mr. Chuck Berry. You know, he was he was one of a kind in the music business. You know, just like my dad.
Right. Yeah, man,
yes,
we lost Chuck and we lost James Cotton, you know, back
yes,
to back.
Yes,
I think they both, you know, and your dad was good friends with both of those cats. You know, they all
right,
up in heaven.
Those guys
having
was like, you know, the music business done changed so much that, you know, when my dad and all them guys were coming up, they had like it was more of a team. But these guys nowadays, they don't have that teamwork attitude. You know,
me and you do.
Oh yeah. Well, my dad could call up your dad when he didn't have a show, and he could go do a show with him. He could call up, you know. But nowadays, we don't have that type of relationship with each other, artist-wise. So that's something that we really need to strive to get back to, and try to be more just like the pioneers that was before us. They had the teamwork,
which
we don't have today.
Man, that is so true, TJ, and I'm on the team, man. Me and you, you know, we're trying to do Daddy Shoes Legacy Tour. And TJ,
that's
can you tell them where are you going to be performing next? You got anything coming up?
Well, I'm going to be going down to Camden, Arkansas at a club called The Right Spot. I'll be there April the 1st. And then I'll be in Birmingham, Alabama, May the 29th. So always moving around. Anytime y'all want to hit me up on Facebook at TJ Hooker Taylor. You know, I'm on all the music outlets. You can get all of my music on Facebook, Amazon, iTunes, you know, any internet outlet. You know, I'm everywhere.
Man.
You can just ask your phone, say TJ Hooker Taylor, and boom, everything I got to pop up.
That's a beautiful thing.
For real.
Hey, TJ, man,
yes,
I really appreciate you. Appreciate you calling in, and we're going to be featuring you on Stormy Monday Blues in the upcoming months, another interview. So thanks for calling in, man, and paying homage to Chuck and James Cotton, man. We're going to keep it alive, you and me, though.
Well, I appreciate you, man, and we appreciate everything that you're doing, and we watching, you know. I just want you to know that people do appreciate what you're doing, bro. You know, they might don't know how to show it, but I appreciate you. All right?
Okay, thanks. Thanks, family, and I'll talk to you soon.
All right, take care, y'all.
All right, now. Mr. T.J. Hooker, the son of Johnny Taylor, and we're going to get back to the music, and I'm going to play one of my favorites, The Hole in the Wall.
Mm-hmm. in the morning, all the damn clubs are closed. I went to this place, y'all, I didn't want anyone to know. I walked into the room, had my nose in the air. It's 7 in the morning, and I'm still in there. Let's go, baby. To the hole in the wall. Oh, yeah. I've had my best time, y'all. Yes, I did. In the hole in the wall. I took my high-class woman with me the next night. She didn't want to get out of the car. She said it didn't look right. She walked into the room with her nose in the air. It's 7 in the morning, y'all, and she's still in there. Smoke beer room, whiskey and chicken wings. People dancing and drinking, and no one wants to leave. Let's go, baby. Oh, yeah. To the hole in the wall. I want to go there. I've had my best time, y'all. Yes, I did. And the hole in the wall. I know you've heard of that before. Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mr. Mel Waiters, one of the other kings of the blues that we lost, Blues Heaven. You know, they're having a funky good time up there right now. Chuck Berry then did the duck walk up through the door. James Cotton got his harmonica. Bobby's hitting the note. JT, it's a big old party. I'm going to let y'all know that right now up there in Blues Heaven. And I'm going to bring somebody in. Then I want to talk real fast. I got a couple of people lined up. This is my main man, Mr. Rowe.
What's up, baby? What's up, Bobby Blue?
I just want to let the people know who's addressing me. This is Mr. Rowe Harpo, the blues man. And let me give you a little background on Rowe. He kind of nurtured me into the blues, got me to the stage. I've been on the stage prematurely as a kid and grew up around my dad watching him and his phrasing and his delivery and how he worked the mic and everything. But I took upon myself to embark on this journey to success and fame. And, yeah, Mr. Rowe, tell the people what you got going on, where you at, what you're doing. Come on, run it down from the top to the bottom.
Okay, baby. You know, first of all, it's a pleasure to be on your show. And It's a pleasure to even know you, my friend. I got some shows coming up, man. April the 4th, I'm doing a dual show. Me and a young man by the name of Ryder Green.
Okay.
Also, April 22nd, they love me.
Where?
All right.
Where at?
April at the dual Acoustic Cafe in Roseville.
Roseville, California, y'all.
Yeah. The purple place is in El Dorado Hills in California.
Okay.
And that's and June 10th, I'll be at the winery in Elk Grove. And July 2nd, I'll be at the Ledger, Hotel Ledger. And July 15th, I'll be at, I'm doing a private party. It's going to be a big one.
Okay, well, you'll be tuning in. You'll be tuning in to us. Some months down. But in the immediate time, they can find all this information out on Facebook, right?
Yeah, on my website, RoHarpoBlues.com. And
okay,
September 23rd, I'm doing a festival. It's a wine festival. I'll be doing a wine festival in Sacramento as well.
Well, man, we see that you're busy, and you know, we're paying homage to Chuck Berry and James Cotton, and being that you're a harmonica aficionado, tell the people what you know a little bit about Mr. James Cotton and his expertise as a harmonica man.
Oh my God, man! When I first heard James Cotton, man, you know, first of all, he's an inspiration to me as a harmonica player. And I used to listen to him play with Muddy Waters, Mojo Working.
Right.
God, I love that. That's why I love that song so much. Not only because Muddy Waters sings it, but because James Cotton gives it that flavor, and Muddy just lets
right.
him have it. He just gives him room to just do what you want, son. Go ahead on, boy. And I like that.
Yeah, he
that,
gave
man.
Room.
Yes, he did. It's bad. I never had a chance to meet either of those guys. You know what I'm saying? Because
right.
I was embarking on my own thing, trying to get my own flavor, my own style going. And
you're doing good. You're doing good.
Yeah. Well, thank you, man.
I'm proud of you, man. And you know what I'm saying? From the first time I heard you play the harmonica, you have gotten better. But, I mean, it's just been the best every time. I mean, I can't say that one performance was better than the other. I can't even say that. They all have been, like, smooth, straight through all, I mean, all A1, like A1 steak sauce. That's what is, every
yeah.
time I hear you, you know, every time I hear you, you give it your all. And, I mean, I just love it. I love the harmonica. There's some people that don't know what the harmonica is. In layman's terms, it's called a Mississippi saxophone.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I wanted to pay homage to those guys, man, because like James Cotton and, you know, and Little Walter and, you know, them brothers, Sonny Boy Williamson, and, you know, they really laid Junior Wells, they laid the foundation for blues harmonica players. So, you know, I want to let everybody know out there, you know, that we lost a real great one when we lost James Cotton and Chuck Berry also, you know, innovator. But, man, Ro, I got somebody else on the line. Man, we thank you for calling in. And, you know, it's always a pleasure to hear what you got going on, man. And tell the people again where they can find you.
Roseville, April 4th.
Okay.
April 22nd, the Purple Place, El Dorado Hills. June 10th,
okay,
I'm at the winery in Elk Grove. And
what's the name of the winery?
The winery, it's Elk Grove Winery. That's what it is.
Oh, okay. Okay, people, will make sure to support Ro Harpo. Because he is,
hit the website.
Okay.
RoHarpoBlues.com.
He is keeping the blues alive. And thank you, Ro. And I'm gonna pick up this next caller right now, and I'll get back with you.
All right, boss. Thank you, man. Have a good one.
You too, Ro Harpo. Okay, we're gonna bring Chicago. We got Chicago on the line. This is a special call in here. Mr. Chicago, is this Muhammad Ali Jr.?
Hey, how you doing?
We got the great Muhammad Ali Jr. You know, kind of other day when you got on the phone, you sound like your dad. It really stoked me for a minute. I said, I enjoyed that. You know, you do got your daddy's blood in you, man.
Yeah.
I'm just, on this radio show trying to keep the blues alive. And, you know, I know you've been going through a few things and everybody been seeing you in the news. And so give a little chat on that and, you know, let the people know what's going on with you.
Well, I'm all right. I was kind of deterred because I was going to Jamaica. I went to Jamaica and came back to my mom. We went to go get our baggage, and immigration stopped me, asked me some questions. They asked me about what's my name, what's my, they asked me, well, how did I get my name? I was like, for real? I told my name, Muhammad Ibn Ali. And my mother and my father named me.
Right.
And then they asked me what was my religion. I was like, what did that got to do with anything? But I'm going to let you know I'm a Muslim.
Right.
But I know it's because of the ban that Trump had on Muslims coming into America. So
right.
They had to mess with me because of my last name, and I know it was the last name. So...
Man, that's what it is. But and since that happened, is something going on in the Senate in Washington D.C.?
Well, I have been to Washington at the Capitol Hill, and debated about that. You know that he should take the Muslim off Muslim as a banned Muslim because the ones that did it wasn't Muslim. The terrorists
are
not Muslim.
Blues, man. That's the blues,
so,
man.
That's okay, though, because they did the right thing, must be the right one.
Right. Well, man,
so,
I thank you for calling in. I'm going to keep the blues rolling right along. As I said, listeners, we have Muhammad Ali Jr. That's the only son of Muhammad Ali.
My grandmother loved the blues.
Man. You need to call
and
give her this number, baby. Yeah, I sang to her. Like I said, we're going to make a special trip, me and you, to her house and walk up to that door and so I can really let her have it. You know what I mean? That'd be great. How old is she?
I don't know. She's up in age.
She's up in age, yeah. All right, we're going to do that. Hey, what you tell me the other day? You said my dad was the greatest, but I'm the latest.
Dad's the greatest, I'm the latest. I knock out bombs. Maybe this one I knock you out.
Hey, y'all hear that? Hey, man, it's a pleasure having you on the show, and you'll be back again.
The Viet Cong never called me, nigga.
Right. Hey, man, that's great, man, that you got your dad's legacy and, you know, you got him and you, man. So I'm going to get back to the music. And, man, thank you for calling in. And you're always welcome on the Stormy Money Blues Show.
All right.
Okay, all right, I'll holler at you a little later on or something. I'm going to get back to the blues.
All right,
now.
Thank you, Sam.
Yes. Muhammad Ali Jr., and we're going to play one that's appropriate for what's going on. You know, we done lost Chuck Berry. We done lost James Cotton, and I don't mean to dwell on it, but it's just heavy on my heart right now. So y'all hear this out.
I was having such a good time.
Heaven has to be a beautiful place. Not trying to see it no time soon, but yeah, I know they're having a ball, and God bless all y'all in this world that is, it's a mean world. And I'm gonna play some appropriate, and it's called Cry, Cry, Cry.
Mm-hmm.
Cry, Mr. Bobby Blue Bland. We're keeping it rolling right along on the Stormy Monday Blues Show. Hope everybody's having a nice time listening in. Got you a glass of wine, a little cheese and crackers, just kick back. Listening to the blues, because that's what we do. Keep the blues rolling, keep it alive. And you can check any of the previous shows, interviews, facesofsuccessradio.com. Go to the website. Make sure and support. If you're a seeker sponsorship, like to be a sponsor on the radio station, it's always a button for that. Anything you need to do, everything is on the website, facesofsuccessradio.com. I'm going to bring a good friend of mine. How you doing, Mark?
Sonny Bland, how are you, brother?
Man, everything is great, man. I'm glad you're tuning in to the blues, man. We appreciate you, and without you, there would be no Stormy Money Blue Show.
Come on, I don't believe that. But I'll tell you what, you know, I love the show. I'm a big blues fan. I'm a drummer and singer out here in the Berkshires of Massachusetts. And, you know, I was a big fan of your father as well. Royalty.
Man.
Yeah, so I'm digging it, brother.
Man, I'm glad you're tuning in, and hope you tell a friend to tell a friend, and tune in next week, man. I'm going to have some interviews, you know, new interviews coming up and stuff. So it's really a pleasure to have you on, Mark, you know, especially somebody from Facebook. You know, we've been friends and going to continue being friends.
Sonny, I think what a good idea would be, man, is to get some of the blues musicians like us, their stories and where they've been and where they came from and where they ended up.
Right.
You know, I mean, I've been doing this my whole life, so I think there's a lot of good stories out there that maybe you should do some interviews, you know, like that.
Man, it's a good idea, and me and you are gonna smoke that over at another time. And I'm going to get back to the blues because that's what they want to hear is the blues, Mark, and you want to hear it too. So I'll talk to you soon, buddy.
Of course. I don't want
right,
to hear
man,
you
stay
you
tuned
don't
in.
Hear some music, brother.
Man, don't hang up. You got it. It's coming right
yeah.
at you.
All right. I'll stop.
Yes, yes, my good friend from Massachusetts. And we're going to play something that I've always liked, and it's a classic, and it's called The Thrill Is Gone.
the king of the blues. As I said, I started the show out with a very interesting story about B.B. King's guitar. People always want to know how, for FYI, how did B.B. King's guitar get named Lucille? Well, it was a lady that started the fight at the club that burnt the club down. Her name was Lucille. Thought I'd reiterate that on the Stormy Monday Blues Show. We're here in the studio, and I'm keeping it live. Stormy Monday Blues on Faces of Success Radio. You can find the show every Monday night at 6 o'clock, and you can for the listeners out there like to call in and pay homage to Chuck Berry and James Cotton and all the other blues kings. It's 323-642-1569. Once again, 323-642-1569 on the Stormy Monday Blues Show. And I got a special VIP I need to bring in real fast here. Mr. Michaels.
How you doing?
Man, it's a pleasure to have you on the show and listening to the blues. I was trying to be on top of things, and I said, being you're doing this extravaganza down in Ontario, I thought I would call you and give you opportunity to let these people know where they can get tickets. And
well, I appreciate that. You're absolutely right. We've got this big show over there in Ontario on May 6th, a huge show. You know, we got Howard Hewitt on there, GQ, Club Nouveau, Chico DeBarge. We have a whole serious lineup on this. Actually, a red carpet. So this one here, yeah, May 6th, we're looking forward, excited for the 6th show. And you know how they can get the tickets, just go right to that website. We got a couple of websites, as a matter of fact. It's jmichaelsteamentertainment.com, or you can get the facesofsuccessradio.com, and they can get all the information there along with their tickets, or they can call direct line, 714-341-0751. So that's a direct line to get your tickets, like, right now. So, yeah, this is a big show, and I...
I'll give that one more time. That 714 number.
Yeah, that 714, that's a direct ticket line. So 714-341-0751. Now, that's a direct line, and so they're able to get their tickets, like, right now. They can go to the websites and purchase their tickets there as well. But, yeah, this is a really big and exciting show. That night is just going to be an amazing night of real entertainment.
If you can't tell the people where it's going to be located, where the show is going to be at, where people, you know, some people might just want to come to the show,
sure.
Where it's going to be, in what city, in the time.
Sure, it's going to be at the California Education and Performing Arts Center in the city of Ontario, California. They can go on to that website as well, and they can get all the information from that venue. Again, it's California Education and Performing Arts Center in the city of Ontario, California. And the showtime is at 6 o'clock, and the doors are opening at 5. Now, the tickets, the ticket price for this particular show is ranging from $65 to $200, where the proceeds are going to St. Jude's Children Research Hospital and Youth Helpers. Now, there's a lot of folks out there that know about St. Jude's, but there's not too many know about the Youth Helpers. Now, I'll tell you briefly about Youth Helpers. Youth Helpers is a nonprofit organization that takes children out of the inner city. And some of these children are unable to get out of the inner city. So what this organization does, it takes them out. It takes them camping. It takes them fishing. It takes them sporting events. And there's
great.
Not enough
that's
funds
so
out there to help these kids, along with St. Jude's. St. Jude's is the research hospital there. You can go in there. And they're not going to charge these families, so they work off of donations and people that can contribute and help out, and we are part of that. So the proceeds are going for St. Jude's, again, Children Research Hospital and Youth Helpers. So these tickets that these folks are purchasing is not only coming to get entertained there, but they're also helping these organizations. So we have a saying there, help us help them. Because they can't do this alone. So if there was more people out there like us, you know, there would be a better society, so to speak, because we are getting these people out there contributing to help others. And the same way back with the show. Now, the show to us is this. It's not we don't promote it as a show. It's not a show. It's not a concert. It's an experience. So come out and experience, right. experience, which allows us to give to those that are in need to help them experience people like us that can help them. So there's a lot involved in this show right here. And this show, we're so excited about it, and people are hitting us up daily on information about the show. So I suggest to your listeners, if we can get people to call in that number again, 714-341-0751, get those tickets, come out and be amazed at this event that will have you memorized. These people come into this venue, the California Education and Performing Arts Center. When they come there, it's very intimate. It's very comfortable. It holds 750 seats, so there's not a bad seat in the house. You can sit in the back row, and you're still front row seat. Now, one of the reasons I selected this place is because of that intimacy, that up close. So while these guests are arriving there, these fans of these artists are arriving there, they're excited. Come dressed to impress. Bring your dancing shoes and come out and have a ball. So when they come in there, they're excited. They see the venue, how intimate it is. Once the artists are on stage, they're just amazed. When they go home and turn on the radio, they're listening to those same artists that they just seen on stage. And it just enhances the memory. So, again, it's not a show. It's not a concert. So come experience that experience. With J. Michael's Team Entertainment. And that's what it's about. And like I say, we're working with Faces of Success Radio, Pearl Dami, amazing, amazing individual. I just love her to death of the support that she has been giving us and continues to give us. And this is the first annual red carpet. So when we say red carpet there, we are laying red carpet down. So, so come on out, listeners, and get a taste of true entertainment. Now, when we say old school entertainers, you know, these entertainers that are back in my time, you know, I'm not going to tell you how old I am, but back in my time. Now, I've heard a lot of these artists come on and questions were asked to them, you know, how did you get involved in this? You know, the true old school is learning how to play that guitar, how to learn to play the saxophone and reading all these notes. Today, it's computerized. You know, they can go to that. I'm not knocking that. But this is real. This is coming right from that soul from many, many years ago. So what we do is our show is open for all ages. There's not an age limit because this music is going to trickle down until our children and our grandchildren, and that's what keeps it alive. So by J. Michael's putting shows on like this, this one along with Pearl Adami, but the shows prior to this, that's what it's about. It's about keeping the music alive. It's like touching that heart. It's letting these people know they can come to a place in peace. They don't have to worry about violence. They don't have to worry about anything here. It's just very peaceful, happy.
Right.
So we keep this world positive with positive music, positive vibes, positive atmosphere that's around them. They're just going to enhance their own lives. And that's what it's about.
Man, that's
so there's more detail.
Thing.
Yes, and there's more detail than just putting on a concert or a show, at least with J. Michael's Team Entertainment. Now, folks don't know this, but when they say J. Michael's Team Entertainment, I believe in that word team, and more so the abbreviations. And that abbreviation to me, J. Michael's, is together everyone accomplishes more. That's what I believe in. So us as a team, the guests, the artists, the merchants, the sponsors, that's what it's about. We get all this team together. We pull it off. Buddy's happy. They can come back next week, next year, and remember those memories are going to stand for a very long time. And that's what we out to accomplish. And 9 times out of 10, we do accomplish it. And it's just not about money. It's not about the money. It's about the experience. So, yes, have your listeners, and I hope they're all listening right now, which they should. And come out and experience the experience. Once again, to get your tickets, you can go to two websites, www.jmichaelsteamentertainment.com, facesofsuccessradio.com. That'll give you the tickets and the information, or you can call direct. It's 714-341-0751, and that's a direct line for their tickets. And once again, it's held at the California Education and Performing Arts Center, in the city of Ontario, California. The proceeds, again, are going to St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital and also the Youth Helpers. And they can Google any of those, the venue. They can Google the these nonprofit organizations that are helping these children and get some more information from them, because we're only limited on time here on the phone. But they can also follow up on their own and get that information. And they can see what this is all about. It's about together, everyone accomplishes more.
It's beautiful that it's where the money's going, you know, to St. Jude's and to the kids. It's like, you know, paying it forward. It's a very, very beautiful thing. And I want to thank you, Mr. Michaels, for calling in to the Stormy Monday Blues show. You're always welcome on my show. And keep up the good work you do. And we're going to look forward after this show to more and more J. Michaels shows. And everybody, if they want to reach Mr. Michaels, they can reach him on Facebook. What's your name on Facebook, J. Michaels?
Yeah, Facebook is J. Michaels Hernandez. And they can go right there on the Facebook. And also, there's plenty of information all over the place for your listeners. And by all means, again, I left numbers. And if they didn't get a chance to write it down, I'm sure they can call the station and get that information from you. But everything's out there for these folks to come out and enjoy this. But again, I thank you very much for allowing me to be on this on the air with you. It's folks like you that can keep this alive, what you're doing with Chuck Berry and on down the line. The music is there. We just got to keep it alive. And it's folks like you, Pearl, and the rest of us that are together. Again, together, everyone accomplishes more, that we can reach out and we can touch and we can keep the music alive. So thank you so much for taking the time for me. I know how much valuable your time is, as well as your listeners, and for you guys to take it from me. I'm indebted to you. So we hope to see you on May 6th at the California Education Performing Arts Center for the first annual Red Carpet Gala and Benefit Concert. Again, showtime's at 6 o'clock, doors open at 5. So with that being said, you have a wonderful evening, and my God, continue to do what you're doing.
All right, Mr. Michaels.
You have a wonderful evening.
Yeah, we appreciate you, and I'm going to play this next one for you. Listen in for a sec. This one's for you, Mr. Michaels, and have a good evening.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Yes, you've been listening to Mr. J. Michaels, and this extravaganza, once again, is on May 7th. Get your tickets at 714, area code 341-0751. It's going to be a great show. Howard Hughes.
And everybody's having a good time. And you know what's going through my mind. Do you mind if I get comfortable and kick off these shoes? While you fixing me a drink, I don't get out much.
Mr. ZZ Hill on the Stormy Monday Blues show. You know, this is a real sensitive issue of all the kings of the blues leaving. You know, it only means one thing. We got to step up the pace on blues artists. We need more blues artists. We need to educate our kids and our youngsters about the blues so they can be intrigued and want to try the blues. You know, I'm going to be starting a record label to put out some blues artists. And I'm going to continue singing the blues. So, and it's not going to die. That's not a question, but it's just not in the forefront of music right now. And we're trying to bring things to the forefront of the screen. And we're going to play Muddy Waters, My Friend.
All right. Okay, we're gone. Roll it. Yeah, bring me champagne when I'm thirsty. Bring me a reaper when I want to get high. Yeah, bring me champagne when I'm thirsty. Bring me a reaper when I want to get high.
on. I ain't gonna be nothing wrong with no cocaine.
Champagne and reefer and messing around with no cocaine. Boy, that's a cold song. Mr. Muddy Waters, the godfather of the blues, Chicago blues. As a kid, I met him. He came around my dad. I had the pleasure of being good friends with his son, Larry Morganfield. And he's going to be part of my project, Daddy Shoes Legacy Tour. We're going to get Larry Morganfield over there and T.J. Hooker, Shirley King, and a bunch of other King's kids, and we're going to put it together and just mix it all up. So thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the Stormy Monday Blues Show. I'm Sonny Blue Bland. This is Faces of Success Radio. And, you know, this is actually an ongoing archive, and blues is a feeling. Blues is a feeling. Make sure and tell your friends that, oh, man, blues ain't just music. It's a feeling. And here's something for you to feel.
Now that you're The college told me Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad. They call it stormy Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad. Wednesday's worse, Lord, and Thursday's also sad. The eagle flies on Friday, and Saturday I go out to play. Sunday I go to church and I kneel down and pray. And this is what I say, baby. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy on me. Somebody please send her home to me. Send her home to me.